Everybody's got a story to share. We picked Mary Vandeveld to go first today.
Okay, so we've been talking kind of about health. We had that biological aging story or whatever.
Yeah, that's really interesting that only 10 to 15% of the genetics that you inherited actually impact your longevity and that they can be reversed.
Yeah, I'm not happy about that one. I was hoping my genealogy would get me over
Mary,
90.
Your body age is probably 32.
Oh,
I think you're just
I don't know.
Fine.
Something weird's going to happen. I feel it. Anyway, everyone on the show here is over 50, pretty much, except Kevin and Lauren, right?
And Drew and Colin.
Oh, well, okay. All right.
But
well,
otherwise.
But anyway, they can start doing this stuff now because you're always reading about these exercises we should all be doing to strengthen our bones, muscles, balance, everything, sleep better, mental health, all that good stuff. So here we go from the latest doctor, Stephen Bowers. He wrote The Secrets of the World's Healthiest People. So these five exercises or these four exercises we should be doing every day. Ready?
Okay.
Forearm planks. Everybody knows how to do a plank, right?
Yeah,
you guys?
I do a good plank.
Do your
for
planks.
How long?
20 seconds or longer.
Okay,
you can do that. Downward dog splits,
never,
and then you drop
nope.
to your knees. And I'll. Can
Steve
you do
does that?
That
in the newsroom in between his newscasts.
I hate downward dog.
Do them. Every
mean
day.
Splits, downward dog.
No,
and then
you're kind of on all fours, and then you try to go down on your knees, so you're kind of going up and down.
What?
Yeah. I thought that you were going to spread your legs out and do the splits while
no.
you're in a downward dog, and I'm
no,
like, that
no,
would
no,
put
no,
me
no.
in the hospital.
Yeah,
so,
I'm not a big downward dog fan myself, so just let's just do something else instead.
Okay.
All right, tricep digs. So that means you get a chair, you stand in front of the chair
Did
with your triceps
today.
In back of you, and you go up and down with your butt to the ground, blah, 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 up and down. You can do that up to 10 or 15 times. Bicep curls. Everybody can do bicep curls, right, with a band. Or weights, little weights,
mm-hmm.
work your way up. And, there is five. Squats. Everyone knows how to do squats.
Mm-hmm. Squats are not fun either.
Do them. They're good for you.
Our producers are losing their mind.
Why?
I don't know. Colin, why can you not get your breath? Was it something that I said, she said, or is it independent of that?
Let's get a downward dog.
A little bit.
I'm not going to demonstrate. I'm not dressed properly today to demonstrate, but I'll try tomorrow. But it's not good radio talk, but everybody knows most of these exercises. So do those five exercises, and we will stay healthier longer.
Do you do them?
I do those anyway, usually, in my classes. So, except the downward dog. I tend to do something.
Else. Yeah, and they say that's a relaxation pose, and I don't get it. I do not relax doing downward dog.
I'll tell you what, you do it in this house, the dog sniffs your butt.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's not good. Do burpees instead, even though I hate those even more.
Burpees are tough.
Burpees are hard. I did some this morning. I burped.
What's your story, Kevin?
Well, we go from a health story to a fast food story. Haven't done one of these in a while. Can you guys believe it's been 50 years since?
The McRiddle was a thing.
Since the Big Mac.
Fries.
The McMuffin.
Oh, my goodness.
50th anniversary celebrations underway for the McMuffin. McDonald's introducing three new spicy breakfast menu items, including the Spicy McMuffin, the Ooh. Spicy Sausage McMuffin, and the Spicy Sausage McMuffin with egg. Doesn't that sound great?
I'm telling you what, if I go through McDonald's, like if I'm on the road coming into work, I'm going to stop. What I liked was the egg white McMuffin. They don't do that anymore, but I'm interested in the spice. What's the spice?
They just say it's a spicy pepper sauce, which sounds delicious. But they're rolling out some new menu items. The snack wrap is making a return. I know people are very passionate about the snack wrap. What else here? Daily Double Burger going to be added to the McValue meal deal. This all happening throughout July. Very exciting stuff.
You couldn't find anything, could you?
What do you mean I couldn't find anything? It's a fantastic fast food store. I gave you a little history background with the McMuffin. I gave you some ways to try the new menu items at McDonald's.
You gave us different ways to try the new menu? What were the different ways?
I meant to say different ways to save money at McDonald's with the McValue meal deal. You get the burger, a four-piece order, a chicken McNuggets, small fries, and a small soft drink for $6 or $7, depending on your restaurant, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's your story, smart guy?
Well, mine has to do with food, too. It's kind of all being tied together here.
Mine was healthy.
Mine's about you, Mary.
Whoa. Oh,
food?
Yeah, I'm worried about you, and you're dreaming, right? And you.
Oh, yeah, the red meat dreams?
Yeah, well, you have red meat dreams. I have red meat dreams, too, but.
Only when I eat red meat.
I'm eating red meat in my dreams, but you get nightmares.
Right.
So the researchers at the University of Montreal, which is in Canada, found a link between certain foods and disturbed sleep.
Aha.
Yeah, how about it? But what they found was nothing about meat. They found it to be about dairy. So they said consuming dairy products was associated with nightmares and poor sleep quality.
So you're saying I drink milk with my steak?
Maybe, or you, I don't know. Is that the case?
No.
It's hypothesized that lactose intolerance can lead to gastrointestinal discomfort. I'm using the biggest words of this segment, which disrupts sleep and affects dreams. So they didn't really find a connection between diet and sleep, but they found a connection between lactose intolerance and nightmares. So
you don't drink enough or you do?
I'm confused. If you drink it and you're lactose intolerant, it's a nightmare during the day. And then when you go to bed, you have nightmares.
Well, yeah, and your stomach's all screwed up. If you're drinking milk and you're lactose intolerant, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what gives you nightmares.
Gives you a lot more than that.
What?
Well, discomfort.
Kevin, what's 50 years old at Burger King?
Steve, did you know that McMuffin was the brainchild of Herb Peterson, a McDonald's owner in Santa Barbara, California?
Yeah.
And he wanted to basically make a to-go version of a diner classic, Eggs Benedict.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't love that.
He didn't get any cash out of it, did he?
Kroc loved the idea, said we're putting it on the menu.
And taking it from you, Herb.
Well, this was after he stole the McDonald's from those two guys.
I know, but I think the guy who came up, he was a franchisee or something.
Yeah.
He didn't. What do you mean, yeah, you don't know?
So you know a lot about the McMuffin, yet you ridiculed my McMuffin story. It sounds like you're a McMuffin historian here.
No.
Lisa,
I'm a burrito
stop
guy.
Stop them.
I think that the best one I make is just at home, man. There's nothing better than an English muffin, some scrambled eggs, put some bacon and cheese on it, and you're good to go.
Yeah, I love a homemade breakfast sandwich.
It's the burrito. It's all about the burrito.
Okay, what year did the breakfast burrito roll out at McDonald's?
1992.
No, it had to have been earlier than that.
Well, why'd you ask?
So is that going to give me nightmares because it has an egg on it?
Oh, yeah, night terrors.
You know what? Here's the thing, Mary. Eggs aren't dairy.
Oh, that's right.
But they're in
the
dairy
section. It's got cheese on it.
We got to go.
Thank goodness.
For God's sakes, this is going nowhere fast. Steve's news is next. Here's a good thing. We've got fish tickets after 5 o'clock, and we're going to have a conversation with Damon Chironis about Ed Burke's release from prison today. Where has he been? Where is he going? What does it mean for Mike Madigan? That's after the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.